I'm Rao and I sing.
I'm Rob and I do the drums.
How crazy are you planning to do your hair? I mean, it really gets crazier and crazier all the last 2 years or something. Do you have any plans for that?
Not really.
I found the perfect word for it the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Can you remember what it was?
Yeah, Nullroth.
Nullroth.
Which translates as like the messy hair after sex. So that's what I'm going for. But maybe I just need to have sex before we go on stage.
In your songs, you describe a like dystopian future of machines taking over and everything. And do you think this is a realistic view of the future or just the worst case scenario?
We don't know whether computers know of their own existence, and a lot of people are very scared of it. Personally, I'm not scared of the possibility of robots taking over. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I think that the scary thing is how humans will like utilize the technology, which, I mean, that's always, every time there's an advancement in technology, it usually can be used for some sort of good moral cause or quite the opposite. I think the scary thing is when human and machine start forging more, so, I don't know, it will advance quickly because people will think, oh, we can cure diseases and all these kinds of things. And we could get to the stage where if we stay within a capitalistic system where you have rich people who can afford these advancements and then you could have, you know, the rest of the population who can't, you'll start to have, you know, two classes of human, and it could get quite ugly then, I think. So it depends how things advance.
During the pre-setting of the album and now that you're on tour, you did really many things on social media and on the internet. I mean, you got the huge promo thing on Instagram and Facebook and stuff, and now you got like a video for every city you're playing in. Is that still fun or is it annoying to do it every time?
Oh, we don't have to do anything.
Annoying having to do it every time, but we hire someone to do it for us. Our friend Tom Pullen has been taking all the, he's an excellent photographer and videographer, and he's been out on the road with us. We used to carry a camcorder around and do a lot ourselves, but with this tour where there's so much going on stage and production, we have so much to think about that it's hard to take all the footage and then do all the editing and stuff. So he's been excellent at that.
On your album cover, you have this apparatus and you have it on stage and use it. Did you build it yourself or is it custom made for you or is it something that you can buy everywhere?
Nice, yeah, it's a one-off custom made 3D printed synth, basically. We always wanted to have something on this album that wasn't just a photo or a painting or as the artwork. We wanted a physical structure, and that's what we got made. Yeah,
the photo actually came on, the artwork came first, and then it was recreated from that. Rory worked tirelessly for about 3 months on getting it 3D printed and making sure that all the bits actually do stuff instead of just look good.
What is the greatest thing about being part of this thing that's called Enter Shikari? What's the best thing about it?
I would, you know, I'm like going through things in my head and then going, no. Like, because, you know, the obvious things would be like the traveling, but it's not actually that good. You don't actually get to see that many places. You just get to see venues and hotel rooms. I guess just the human connection and being able to meet people all over the world that share an interest in music and community. And
so do you have a lot of contact with your fans and when you play?
Yeah,
we meet them every day. In fact, only half an hour ago I was out the front meeting some fans today. It's my birthday in a couple of days and they brought me a birthday present, a bottle of vodka from Russia. Yeah, so they're always very nice and very excited to talk to us, and we enjoy talking to them.
You have some songs that are not on your albums, but they're singles, like The Paddington Frisk or Red Race or Redshift. Why is that?
Usually we make songs all the time, and because we're fairly lucky to be an independent band, if we want to put a track out, we can. Tracks don't have to be on albums these days, so yeah, we just get excited and want people to hear it.
I mean, you really made progress from your first album to the latest now. What would you say to people who say, okay, you're just like mainstream and I don't like you anymore, like, just like shit stuff?
People like to have like an interesting opinion or like an opinion that goes against, you know, the fan base or whatever else. So a lot of the time they're just saying things so people listen to them. It's like an attention thing. I mean, because clearly it sounds nothing like the mainstream. It's post-punk. It's not metal. It's not punk, it's not hardcore, it's an amalgamation of all different genres, which we've always been. It concentrates a lot more on melody, but that's because we're very interested in melody and always have been.